I had to end a little bit early last time. My throat was really scratchy and starting to feel dry. I had to cough, get a good cough out. So the only light in the room right now is the light from my phone. So the bathroom, there's no electricity except for the ceiling light. The bedroom, one of the two bedrooms, same thing. Ceiling light, no electricity. And then off of that is a little tiny sunroom that has become a multi-purpose room. It has a shelf in it, rack, that's closet, all of our clothes. And some toys, a little toy area, an easel, a little play rug. And I would like there to be lots of plants in there. Such a great room for plants. That room was so cozy all day today. I realized it when I went in there in the afternoon. It was a few degrees warmer than the bedroom. There's a sheet in between the two. Well, there's no door between the entry, between the rooms. And that sheet made such a difference with keeping the temperature warm in that room. It was so nice. That's the room where Thomas and I went in and were talking about openness and relationships and my experience with a recent situation. And the energy in that room feels so good. It's a little tiny addition to the house. So while sometimes it's silly, we think that there's only electricity in the ceiling of the bathroom and in the ceiling of the bedroom and none in that little room. And sometimes we resist it a little bit. We also love it. Okay, I didn't love it tonight when I was trying to like steam out the room and heat up the room with my little space heater. I was like, it's not just happening to me. In that moment, I was like, I ain't like this no outlet thing in here. And then same thing around the bedroom corner. I was about to plug in the humidifier, mainly for our son, and no outlets. No, you just didn't buy this house with no outlets in the bedroom, in the bathroom. But in all fairness and truth, such a great house. So many trees in the backyard, limited electricity. It feels like such a cabin getaway. Just 2 minutes away from my place. I mean, it's unbelievable. Totally different vibe. It's so peaceful and beautiful down here. And that's what I came here to get, so Thomas had to find it for me. So he has all these visions for the house he talked about the other night on here, and coincidentally, he ends up getting in an Airbnb in Germany where it's almost exactly what he envisioned. So he's manifesting it already. It's happening. It's pretty amazing. And I wanted to touch on Something I just realized right before starting the podcast the second time was my emotional maturity has been very matched to my childlike heart and my childlike humor. And I just realized that. So it took me a while. It's still taking me time. I don't think I have it all figured out. Nothing like that. It's taken me many years for my emotional maturity level to match my heart. And if we could all figure that out, but there wouldn't be any more wars. Only peace. Only peace. Only peace. Only peace. Reason, we all need instructions on how to get our emotional maturity level to reach the level of our heart. Tutorial coming on that in your near future. Talk soon.